This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Bureau of Land Management's headquarters is returning to Washington, D.C., and the building in Grand Junction will become the agency's western headquarters. BLM relocated last year to the Western Slope, an area with lots of public lands. But many Democrats in Congress question the cost and the Trump administration's transparency about the move. Democratic leaders here in Colorado say they're glad the state will still have a BLM office and hope to increase the number of staff living in the area. A federal judge has ruled that the man accused of killing three people at a Planned Parenthood clinic in Colorado Springs in 2015 is incompetent to stand trial. KRCC's Andrea Chaufin has more.
The Thursday ruling is the latest in a series of evaluations for Robert Deer, who has been diagnosed with a delusional disorder. Prosecutors and defense lawyers did not contest the finding, but Deer did. The Denver Post reports the judge ordered Deer to continue receiving treatment so that a trial might be possible in the future. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
A man has been sentenced to 45 years in prison for shooting Colorado Springs police officer Jim Giselle in the head. The Gazette reports Karair Al-Kamasi shot the officer 3 years ago near the Olympic Training Center. Giselle suffered a severe brain injury. He was awarded the police department's Medal of Honor and a Purple Heart. Tonight it'll be clear across our state, Denver and Fort Collins down to 45 degrees, 55 for Grand Junction, 40 in Vail. This is CPR News.